Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Yes.
Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Yes, 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 yes.
So and now.
The wife's sister's sleeping upstairs. She's going to get pissed.
I'll wake her ass up.
And now, the starting lineup for the Plan B Morning Show.
Guys suck.
Good morning, everybody. It's 7:13. It's Brock. It's Hunter. Welcome morning. To it. Okay. I got a lot to get to, so I'm not even going to waste time. Let's get to it. Your morning dump.
Yeah. It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com.
Just get right to it. I already heard it in the intro. I know where this is going. For love of God.
New gadget called DrinkWorks will make cocktails for you at home for just $299. It was designed by the same team that created the Keurig coffee machine. This thing also uses pods and can crank out mojitos, Moscow mules, and something called a Rise and Shine margarita. It's like your own bartender right at home.
You know what? Here's the thing. I had one, too. I had a Keurig. It was fantastic. For the longest time, it was the greatest thing ever invented until you open yours up and look to see what it looks like on the inside. It is absolutely disgusting. Not to mention the trillions of pods just floating around in the ocean. Kind of bothers me.
I always give my mom a hard time because she has one and she makes a lot of coffee. Just like, Ma, it's just all the pods and it's expensive. Man. It's so much more expensive. You can get a 55-gallon drum of coffee at Walmart for like $5. So that's the only thing I don't like about this is that it's pods. I wish it would just be like, all right, pour a little bit of this in here, pour a little bit of this in here, and then you can make cocktails that way. You know, like you could have like all your mixers already preloaded. You don't need the pods, do you?
See, here's the thing with the pods. People think they need them because of the speed. You can get a cup of coffee really quick.
Yeah.
But here's what you do. You just get your classic Mr. Coffee. It's not polluting the ocean. And you just pre-make your coffee the night before. Don't push the on button.
Yeah.
So when you wake up, you just bam, hit the button. Well, 2 minutes, you got some coffee faster than a pod would do it.
And two, you can get the ones that have timers. Like you can get it so at 6 a.m. it kicks on. It's I like this, but I wish it didn't have the pods. It's all right. What am I gonna do? What's the matter?
You want a fish to choke on a pod? Is that what you want?
It'd be easier to catch if he was having a hard time breathing.
This fish has got a pod in its mouth.
It is National Limerick Day today. Do you know what a limerick is, Hunter?
Nope.
I'll be honest, and I'm not going to pretend like I'm smarter than you. I mean, I am, but I wasn't sure exactly. I mean, like, I knew, like, the word limerick, and I knew it had something to do with, like, rhyming, but I wasn't exactly. So a limerick is a humorous, frequently bawdy verse of three long and two short lines rhyming A-A-B-B-A. It was popularized by Edward Lear. So here's a limerick that I found. Because a lot of them are so, for example, there once was a man from Nantucket. That is the start of a very famous limerick. So I have one here. There once was a wee man. His mom named him Rod. Short, but with a blessing, the women would applaud. He stood 4 foot nothing, but with a little extra something. That's why the girls called him Tripod. So there you go. That's a limerick. If you got a good limerick, just throw it out today.
There once was a man in New Brass whose balls were made of fine brass.
See, exactly. That's a limerick.
And in stormy weather, he climbed up a ladder and sparks flew out of his... I think you know where I'm going there.
But see there, you knew a limerick. That's it. Well done.
I stole that from the Leprechaun. I think it was Leprechaun 3.
I'm the Leprechaun. Listen to my limerick. Lastly, sex robots. Dun-dun. Yeah, I'm going to save the best for last. Sex robots are always the last story.
Before we go into the story, for anybody new listening to the show here, Brock has this fascination about doing his business with a robot sex doll, and he brings it up frequently, and just go ahead with the story.
The future is now, Hunter, and the future is sex robots. All right, AI tech. The sex robot company behind a talking robot named Emma is working on a new model that can control its limbs like a person and breathe air in and out. This is according to a new story. So they're making these. Dude, I'm telling you, you're going to be blown away, figuratively and literally, in probably like 15 years. These robots, I mean, could you imagine like a breathing robot?
Yeah, I am imagining it right now as we're talking about it. You know what they should be making this for? A horror flick. That's what they should be making it for, a horror movie. Dude, that is so creepy. That is the weirdest. You know, just think. All right, you guys out there with the real dolls. All right, when you're done doing your business, that thing's just sitting over there in the corner staring at you. Like, dude, that is weird. They're it's just, a weird thing to me.
They're going to become so lifelike that you won't even be able to tell the difference.
I don't like it. No.
I'm just.
It's so ridiculous.
But the only bad part about this is now I'm going to have a sex robot that can sigh at me. I already have a wife that does that. I don't need my sex robot to go.
Yeah. Not to mention, you're sleeping at night. You're just about to go to sleep. And all of a sudden, that rubber, big boobed,
yes,
creepy, lifeless thing over there goes. Dude, I'm out of here. I am gone. Dude, that thing is burning. I will throw that in the bonfire.
Oh, man. I'm super excited to get mine. You know, my birthday's coming up at the end of the month, and I don't know if Kiki has been getting the hints that I've been dropping.
Dude, yeah, it doesn't creep you out for one second. Like, not one thing in your brain is like, yeah, that thing is effing terrifying.
Here's the thing. Maybe for like a brief second before, but once. After the 2 minutes are done, I'm going to be smoking a cigarette feeling satisfied. I don't care. I don't care if that thing's in the corner, dead-eyed, just breathing at me.
As much as you like these things, I know you've seen them online. And just the dead, lifeless look in that thing's face.
You haven't seen some of my ex-girlfriends. I've had plenty of girls I've dated with that dead, lifeless look. Trust me. Trust me. I'm used to it at this point. All I'm saying is, ladies out there, if you think it's wrong that your man wants one of these, that's one less chore you have to do. Like, if you want to get it, that's fine. The guy will be ready to go. But all the other times when he's, you know, just over there dry humping the air, you got something to take care of.
Here's what it is. All right, the ladies out there, if they even indulge in this sort of activity, you ever notice, like, for the girls, it's only just like a half torso. It's just the guy's stomach, his thing, and then like half the legs. And then they do it. They don't have to look into the eyes of a dead, lifeless doll. Dude, dolls are creepy. There's a reason Cabbage Patch Kids aren't around anymore. Or even just like any sort of doll. You don't see kids running around with dolls because they're creepy.
First of all,
dolls are weird.
It's creepier that women just use like a chunk of torso. I'm sorry that I'm old-fashioned and romantic, and I like to look into the eyes of my sex doll.
Man. Dude, you're going to give me nightmares. I'm serious. I'm going to dream about this tonight.
Good. Me too, but it's going to be a different type of dream.
It's not going to be a nightmare.
That's your morning dump.
The morning.